You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. I'll start us off with some sports news. The Avs won both of their games in Finland this weekend against Columbus. Now they get a few days off to recover from jet lag before they have to play again. We are sad to report the passing this weekend of Peter McNabb, the longtime color analyst for the Avalanche games on TV. God, I've been watching Peter McNabb since the flipping 90s.
Yeah, I was reading all about him yesterday. He joined the Avs in like 95, right? The inaugural season.
Yeah,
he's been around a long time.
He played college hockey at DU. Go Pioneers. Spent 14 years as a player in the NHL, and then, was the TV analyst for Avs games since their very first season in 95. He was 70 years old, so thoughts and prayers for the family and friends of Peter McNabb. That is sad to see. The Nuggets are in San Antonio for a game tonight against the Spurs, and the Broncos, Jeremy, will get back to work this week after their bye. And they got a tall order. They have to travel to Tennessee this weekend to take on the Titans, who are pretty good.
We actually watched quite a bit of football last night.
Did?
Tom freaking Brady did it again. Did you watch that game?
Came down the last minute, right?
Like, he went like 60-some yards in like 20 seconds or something crazy. And they got the win there right at the end. And I was telling Nicole, I was like, no matter what you think about that guy, he's just so calm in those situations. He's just walking around like it's no big deal. Throws the ball, makes a play, walks around. He looks bored almost.
I wonder if, becoming recently single has changed his attitude about football.
Maybe. I don't know. I was wondering that last night if it was affecting him a little bit. But
he also became the first quarterback to throw for 100,000 yards in his career.
That's pretty cool. Insane. And he's like, no big deal. Whatever.
Baseball news. The Astros won the World Series, but the really big news around that this weekend is that furniture guy down in Houston, known as Mattress Mac, he had placed all sorts of bets at the beginning of the year on the Astros to win the World Series. They say when you add up all of his various bets that he made, he will have won a record $75 million from the Astros victory.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of it is going to go to pay off the gamble that he made with his furniture store patrons. If you bought furniture like up to $3,000, his thing was, if the Astros win the World Series, I'll give you double your money back.
Right. So his customers are making cash and they got some free furniture.
Yeah. So he needed them to win, and
I think I saw something about the $75 million is the largest known sports betting win in history, I believe.
Yeah,
it's the biggest win.
One payout in general was a $30 million check, and that's the one biggest individual check. The rest were all smaller ones that you would do for like $5 million or $2 million or $10 million.
$75 million.
The really big one was the $30 million. That is, the largest check in sports betting history. But you add it all up, it's an insane amount of moolah for him.
Pretty cool.
Speaking of insane money,
look at that segue.
No Powerball winner Saturday night again.
Yeah.
So tonight's drawing, Jer, is going to be worth an all-time, by far, record high of $1.9 billion, and the estimated cash payout is around $930 million.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So Powerball actually had to go in and revamp their website because it's crashing so much, because so many people are going on and looking at it. So if you go to Powerball.com, it is just strictly a black screen now with white text. There's no graphics. There's no animations.
That's funny.
You just get the basic info that you need, and it says $1.9 billion in your numbers.
That's funny.
That's all you need, really. Kept crashing.
Wow.
I know.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies took place over the weekend, and there's all sorts of stories about why they got kicked off with Duran Duran. One of the songs they did, by the way, Jeremy, was Ordinary World, which is one of we love that
song. That's a
great
song.
I feel like playing that song.
It's really good.
I really feel like playing that
song.
That is a great record. And we have the reason to do it.
Sure. It's top of mind. It's in the
news. It'll be up to Dom and Jeremy listeners through between now and the end of this trending report if we have at least a dozen people who send us a text message that say, yes, play Duran Duran, then we will play it. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If at least a dozen people say, yes, Dom, play the Duran Duran song. I will plug it in after the trending report. If we don't get a dozen, we won't play it. Anyway, they started, and there was sound problems. You would think, Jeremy, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Los Angeles, that someone would get the sound right.
Right.
But you couldn't hear any of the band members. You could only hear Simon Le Bon, the lead singer. So it was like he was performing a cappella.
Plug everything in, man.
They finally got it all fixed. And then let's see, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo rocked out. The Eurythmics got the crowd going. They say Lionel Richie's performance was one of the very best. He was like, had the whole crowd just practically weeping.
Aw.
Judas Priest performed. Eminem said, "I'm not even really supposed to be here, probably," which was funny. And Dolly Parton, America's treasure. She did a version of Jolene, of course, and then she pulled out an electric guitar and performed a song that she wrote specifically for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Well, that's cool.
That's really, really cool. Anyway, so that happened, and the show lasted more than 5 hours.
Too long.
But they say a pared-down version will air on HBO on the 19th of this month. There's that. All right, what else is trending?
Well, more sad news coming out of the world of celebrity. Aaron Carter, brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, was found dead in his home in California on Saturday. I was getting all the messages and pings on my phone about this. Dude was only 34 years old. A house sitter found him in the bathtub. No word yet on the cause of death. Aaron was big in the late 90s, early 2000s. He sold millions of albums, but did struggle with substance abuse, went to rehab several times, so all signs are probably pointing to that. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys released a bunch of statements online, and then they were actually on stage performing last night in London when they paid tribute to Aaron Carter there. So that's kind of the big celebrity news floating around on a Monday. One dedicated Superman fan is freaking out today because Christopher Reeve's iconic costume was sold at auction. The costume had the tunic, the cape, the belt, pair of trunks, leggings, you know, everything. $350,000 for the movie costume. They were expecting $500,000, so didn't quite get as much as they thought. They said the outfit is in good condition. The organization that did put it up for auction warned there were a few minor wear issues due to production and age. I guess this costume was in Superman 2 and Superman 3, it sounds like. And it even has little holes in it where they would hook Christopher Reeves up with cables so he could look like he's flying around.
Fly.
Yeah, yeah. So if Superman's not your thing, but Tom Hanks movies are, one of the hand-printed Wilson volleyballs also went to auction from Castaway, and that sold for $84,000 for a volleyball.
The volleyball.
People got money. Those are Powerball people right there trying to spend their money, I think.
I'm not going to lie. I may not cry like I do at the end of It's a Wonderful Life or Field of Dreams, but when that ball floats away, spoiler alert.
Heartbreaker.
I get a little misty-eyed.
He's losing his best friend.
He's crying, Wilson! That is sad. I don't care.
Stupid volleyball is just smiling back at him. Goodbye. Check out this story. A new tech startup in Pittsburgh called Shift Robotics is trending because they have some brand new battery-powered shoes that are going to make you walk about 250% faster. They're called the Shift Moonwalkers, and they look kind of like roller skates. But basically, when you're walking, you're kind of walking and rolling at the same time. The shoes use artificial intelligence to adapt to the way that you walk, so you don't trip and fall, and you just kind of glide and walk along at the same time. It's kind of like walking on the moving sidewalk at the airport, I would imagine, where you feel like you're walking at crazy fast speeds. The price tag is going to be $1,400.
Oh.
Available for pre-order on Kickstarter. I'm sure those prices are going to come down, Dom. They're going to come down.
God.
Anyway, they're on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at them. This is sad news for a bunch of high school students in El Paso, Texas, who took the SATs. SATs back in October. A lot of them are going to have to retake them because the school mailed them out to be scanned, but they fell off the back of the UPS truck. Sounds like the driver maybe hadn't closed the back door properly or something.
Didn't latch.
A couple students happened to see the tests blowing around on the road when they were driving. They got some of it on video. UPS is apologizing. They say, we're working on trying to find all these tests floating around.
That's funny.
Anyway, these kids are going to have to retake the SATs next month. That sucks, because taking it once is hard enough, man. God, I remember studying for those tests and everything. And do we even really need them?
Oh, that's no, the question of the day. Going to college anyway.
Not once since I've left high school. Somebody said, "Hey, what were your SAT scores?" Not once, Tom. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Got some audio to play for you guys. Find it on our Facebook page, Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. An Iowa man clapped 1,140 times in 1 minute, breaking the Guinness World Record. Again, a record you'd only see a guy
do. What is that, like 20 times a second?
Well, I just happen to have a little bit of audio. Would you like to hear him clapping that fast?
Might as well.
Kind of sounds like you when you were single, right?
Can't lie.
All right, enough of that. Can't take anymore. You can see the entire video and how this guy does it. He's got like a special clapping motion. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.